A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." In the northern hemisphere, the days are getting longer. The darkness wraps its long arms around us. Every year we have to enter into this expanding night if we want to meet the promised Christ child. Maybe I'm more aware of this again after having lived the last few years in Peru in the southern hemisphere, where these days are marked instead by the lengthening light of the days. But today I'm in Rome. The nights are getting longer. Advent is just about to begin. And Jesus says to us, his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy. Be vigilant at all times. Pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations." Advent faithfulness, and we are about to begin this solemn season tomorrow, is about staying awake, about keeping our eyes open, our faith alive in the midst of the dark night. I can't help but think of old Simeon in the temple, his old eyes squinting into the darkness of Israel's long waiting. I can imagine the old man walking out into the darkness each night with an oil lamp in his old wrinkled hands, looking up into the black sky dotted with stars and asking quietly, "When, Lord? When will you come?" "Be vigilant at all times," says Jesus. "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy." The spiritual journey, and we are all on that journey in one way or another, is not about clarity. It's about faithfulness, watchfulness, living with awakened hearts. In a talk that was given a few years ago by the Franciscan friar Richard Rohr, in the talk he made a very powerful and yet unsettling statement. The great heresy, he said, is to have turned faith's darkness into certitude. Religious certitude, like fundamentalism, is kind of like walking into a dark, silent, prayerful chapel and suddenly turning on 100,000 fluorescent lights. It simply kills the spirit. Advent is not about certitude. Being a follower of Jesus is not about certitude. It's not about answers. It's about vigilant faithfulness, like old Simeon, or like Mary Magdalene in the early morning darkness, standing before an empty tomb that reeks of death. A few days ago, a couple of other Dominican brothers here in Rome and I went over to have dinner with our Iraqi Dominican sisters who have a convent here in Rome. The smiles on the faces of these Iraqi Dominican sisters, carved into mountains of suffering, are an icon of what Advent faithfulness is all about. When I asked Sister Marie Therese where the younger sisters were, she replied, "The congregation has decided that it would be good for them to go and live for a while with Dominican sisters of other congregations, both in Europe and in America, so that the pain and the often unaddressed hatred lurking deep within their hearts, the result of so much violence wrought against our people, can be healed. I was amazed when Sister Marie Therese said this. The Iraqi sisters who have watched their country implode with violence and who have witnessed the near extinction of a once vibrant Christian community have decided that it would be good for the young sisters to go into the darkness of learning to forgive and to love those who have participated in the political games that have led to the destruction of their beloved homeland. And they're doing this so that one day the light of Christ's nonviolent love might again shine in their hearts, in their country, and in our world as a whole. Do not become drowsy, Jesus says. Pray to escape the tribulations. Do we have Advent hearts that are robust enough to wait out the terrible darkness of the not yet of Christ's kingdom? Do we have hearts strong enough to keep blowing on the coals, stoking the fire, trimming our lamps, so that we too, like the Iraqi sisters, might be witnesses of the birth of the one called love, the nonviolent Prince of Peace? Are we willing to go into the dark crevices of our own hearts, where hatred and bitterness and anger still exist and creep around, and wait there for the birth of the light? For those who are not afraid of the darkness, for those who don't smother the dark night of faith with the heretical fluorescent lights of certitude, our faith tells us that the light will indeed dawn in our hearts and in our world. Then, says the last chapter of the book of Revelation that we read in today's first reading, then they will look upon his face, night will be no more, nor will they need light from lamp or sun, for the Lord God shall give them light. What a promise! And so we wait, we remain vigilant, watchful, praying for strength, there with old Simeon and with Mary Magdalene, we peer into the pregnant darkness. Have a blessed Advent.